Home Care, this is Sarah. How may I help you?
Hi, Sarah. This is Miss Murphy.
Hi, Miss Murphy. How can I assist you?
Yes. I spoke with Rami Friday, and he introduced me to a new aide that was supposed to start today. She said she couldn't start Monday. And she was supposed to arrive at 11. I haven't heard anything, and she hasn't come yet. So do you
All
have
right.
any information?
Let me see. Yeah, we did the, he did a conference call with you guys.
Right. I actually spoke with her. She said she couldn't start Monday, but she would be here today. And she's scheduled to arrive at 11 o'clock. I'm just wondering what happened.
Oh, there's a note in here. It says that she is unable to accept the case. This was just yesterday afternoon. I spoke with, did you, you didn't speak with her and decide that it wasn't a good fit or anything? She's saying that she's, for some reason she's saying that it was a mutual decision, that it wouldn't be a good fit, but I'm going to not believe her here.
No,
I'm sorry about that.
She spoke on a three-way.
Okay, yeah, that's
actually.
What I thought so. All right,
with
so
money.
I'm going to have to get someone else over to you because that's obviously not a good fit because she's not, not going there. So
me, her, and Rami spoke, and we came to agreement. She actually said she couldn't start Monday. I said, that's fine. She would start today. So when did it not become a good fit?
I have no, that's what I'm saying.
I know, I'm just talking out loud.
When did that happen? Exactly. That's what I kept asking her. I'm like, so what changed between, did you speak to her again between Friday and today? And she said that she we spoke. I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
So
Wait a minute, Sarah.
Yeah.
She said she spoke?
Yeah, she said that you guys spoke and it was a mutual decision that it's not a good fit. She's probably only saying that because she knows that I'm the staffer and that if she wants another case, so now she's just blown that. So
This is my thing, and this is no reflection on your company or anything, or not trying to tell you what to do. She's evidently a liar. She's a liar.
I'm removing her from my staffing.
So bluntly. But that's a good thing because my theory, if you lie, you'll steal and you'll cheat. So
maybe
that's a blessing. That's a
blessing. Exactly. Now I know.
Now I don't want to. Yeah. Because she definitely lied. Why are you lying?
Yeah, that's unnecessary, uncalled for.
Exactly.
Doesn't make sense. All right. But I am I'm adding this back to my staffing sheet because Rodney did not. And I will keep you posted, okay, Ms. Blundell?
All right.
Blundell, do you mind working with a male caregiver? Does it matter?
I think I kind of don't want to go towards young people.
Right.
They're
I do have an older gentleman.
They're not very trustworthy.
Well, I mean, I have a caregiver that we work with that is, let me see if he's available. It's not the one that worked with you before.
Karimu.
Yeah, no, Karimu's on a case further upstate. And I know her son was with you for a little bit, but we took him off. So there's another gentleman, but I just want to see where everything is.
Yeah, his son kept calling out, giving me excuses about it.
Yeah, I know. He had an issue with everything. So, and you are approved for 28 hours a week.
Wow. I can't get over this woman that she spoke to me and we came to. Oh, my goodness.
I don't understand people at all. And this,
I don't either. I really don't, though.
With these caregivers, it really, I lose faith in humanity every day because it's just like, I don't understand, like, how people can just do this.
A job. What is the problem. You're allowed to say no for whatever reason you want to say it for. But
that's
don't make something up.
Right.
You never even met me. So what I don't know.
I know.
She's never even been here, so I see an issue.
I know. All right. I do have a caregiver. His name is James Hines, and he is very definitely very good, and I've never had any complaints about him. He's very reliable. He will be there every shift. He doesn't call out ever. Honestly, the only time I think I've had him not work is during that major snowstorm.
Right, I don't think nobody works there.
Yeah, I know. So I'm going to send him over your information, your schedule, and your care plan, and I'm going to discuss it with him. And if he thinks it's, I'll do a three-way with you guys together, and we'll take it from there. Okay.
Okay, Sarah. And now, what do you have my care plan?
I do. Let me pull it up.
I just want to make sure it's correct. Because I don't need personal care.
Right. It's just
I need more like housework. Some people are lazy for housework. I do know that.
Let's see. Information. I know I have it in here. It's just so many notes. All right, so let's see. So there's no personal care needed. It's strictly housework, chores, cleaning, shopping for you, your laundry, medication reminders, arranging transportation, mobility assistance, meal prep.
Not arranging transportation. I don't need arranging transportation.
Okay.
And
you might need some help getting in and out of the bathtub.
No, well, I wouldn't have him doing that if it was a female, but my basic thing is housework, laundry, taking laundry up and down the steps.
Because
I have mobility issues. And I can't vacuum or clean, you know, without being in pain.
All righty.
But
all right.
I also will talk to him about that, which I did with the other lady, the young lady.
Yeah.
And she said it was okay. I mean, I told her what I needed and what I expected of her, and she said it was okay.
Yeah.
And I mean, it was a three-way, so Ronnie can even verify every case.
No, believe me, I know. So let me get on this, and I will give you a call back, okay?
All right, I'm glad I called instead of sitting here waiting to twiddle my phone.
Yeah, I'm glad you called too, because Rodney really should have called you. I apologize for that. And but again, he just saw my note in there saying that it was that she said she spoke to you. So that's probably another reason why he didn't think he needed to call you right away. You know, you don't think people are gonna lie like that, but
now
we know. All right, thanks, Blondell. Right. I will give you.
All right, then, Sarah. Thank you.
All right. Thanks. I'm sorry about that. We'll talk soon. All right. Bye.